We've had our big announcement back in October, but there's definitely a buzz around the university about dentistry and this new facility. And you've mentioned yourself that people are really optimistic, motivated, they're collaborating with each other. In your experience in this field, what do you think has brought this out of everyone for this specific project, in this specific case? What is it about this project? Why do people around McGill also want this so much?
Well, again, I think it comes down to those people involved. The faculty has a great dean. And, you know, the list is long of all the people I'd love to name here, okay? But this excitement spawns from the very top. And through osmosis, it's just impossible for it not to trickle down and rub off, all this positive energy to rub off on everyone else. I have to say, my own project team, and I'm plugging some people here, the devoted and well-seasoned assistant like Michael Manella as my assistant project manager, Edward Chin and Britt Bohausen from DFS Architects, you know, procurement office Youssef Azad, who's led the entire or championed the entire initiative of purchasing the equipment and dealing it through sole source provisions.
Which is no small feat.
Which is no small feat, especially with the construction laws and Quebec provincial laws. Our friends in NCS, you know, Martin Rochefort, who's putting in all the telecommunication and fiber optic infrastructure into the building. Our CCS, Content and Collaborative Solutions people, such as Andrew Letzek and Maggie Latouk. I mean, again, the list is long, but everyone is excited. What is creating this excitement? Because the people are great to work with and have within themselves this personality of being remaining or staying motivated, working together is easy and it's flowed naturally. It's an important mission for the university. And it is my understanding that in the early 1990s, please correct me if I'm wrong, the School of Dentistry was at risk of losing
closing,
the program,
yes.
Of closing.
Absolutely, yeah.
At McGill. And now, over 20 years later, a whole new facilities is being revamped for most of the entire School of Dentistry. So how can you not be excited?
I guess that's one of the really great parts of your job, is that you get to meet different people, also learn more about McGill and its different members, different faculties, the people that you work with. Have you learned anything new about dentistry or something that you didn't know about the profession or the faculty?
I certainly won't be operating and anybody can guarantee that. But I certainly did learn a lot of things. I now understand the importance of having all the tools a dentist student needs to learn. And that, you know, the professors also need the right tools to effectively teach. I've learned how passionate dentists are, you know, and it's not just about pulling teeth, no pun intended. They have a passion for people having healthy teeth and gums, for people to feel better and to feel better without pain. Today's technology, I mean, I go to the dentist's office, I'm no longer afraid because there's this sort of painless procedure now to fix my teeth. I've learned a lot about the faculty, and part of my objective was to understand what it's like to be a dentistry student. What's their day-to-day life like? And so I can relate with them now, and I can also relate with the academics. I also wanted to understand what it was like to be a staff member, and I got to meet many interesting and incredible people who sort of now adopted me as the unofficial, you know, extra member within the
I want to speak a bit about your own journey into what you do. What has brought you with such an interest for all these projects and this management? And what's your favorite part of it in your job?
You know, when I was a little kid, I think that what led me into being a project manager and in construction now, I was a little kid and I used to love just cutting cardboard up and everything else and seeing just a whole bunch of cardboard cut on the table and then I'd build something with it and seeing an end product. And I'd be, of course, it didn't look too good, but I'm definitely no artist, you know? But to be able to be part of an initiative where you take something from nothing, you develop it, you design it accordingly, and you do it with a whole bunch of people, and collaboratively, again, through positive communications, and then you see it built. And then the people move in, and this gratifying experience that when they say to you, thank you so much for that, Carlo. I mean, sure, it has its ups and its downs. We could have improved here or there, but overall, this is a great place. So I get a rush when I see something that I pretty much participated in designing, being built, and seeing my constituency using it.
You've mentioned before that when you work on projects, you have to almost put yourself in the head of different types of people, like understanding what it means to be a dentistry student. That must be very enriching for you as a person. You must come out of all these projects with perspective that people don't get to have every day.
You're absolutely right. And one of the greatest pleasures of my job is not only that I get to see the entire campus of McGill, whether it be here or at McDonald campus. I get to meet all these great people, see all these different units within McGill, and see why McGill is such a great place. So it certainly is an incredible experience to be able to put myself in the shoes of all of these different academics and students and whatnot. Absolutely, it's a great experience. It's a great feeling. We know we deal with a general public who have... not a general public, sorry, but a community within McGill who have, you know, needs and who've been here a long time, and some who haven't been here so long, but who'd love to see improvement and who wish they had better. But so as a project manager, you kind of almost have to get into their psyche and sort of motivate them and encourage them and to also listen and understand and acknowledge, you know. So I do feel lucky and fortunate to have this job because I love to have that part of my own personality come out because I think I am that way. I do believe in working with others. I'm a fond believer of teamwork. And again, it's great. I get to meet the faculties that are pretty much all over this university, from dentistry to medicine to management to engineering to science. And they're all great.
Right. So, and to see McGill grow.
And to see McGill grow.
Right.
And improve. And improve.